I'd like to say hello. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 FM, or find us on the web or on the internet. My brother calls that the inner tube. Joe, it's the internet, not the inner tube. But we got some guests here tonight. In our show, it includes some performing music live in the studio, playing some of our recorded music, and playing some of our favorite songs. I'm Mike Murtha. And I thought we were going to be without Ed Schmidt tonight. He called, and he is here. He's out in the hallway, going to play his steel guitar out there. We're so glad you're here, Eddie. But we always feature a guest each month. Tonight we've got two guests. We've got Jim Ehlers and John Wolfe from the band Boondoggle. So sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors and friends and tell them that this is small-town, hometown radio, the old-fashioned way, just the way we like it. We hope you do, too. And I hope we trigger some happy memories. Let's have some fun. Yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're here every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The first 3 weeks are rebroadcast, and the last Thursday, which is tonight, is our live broadcast, which is live. So you fellers, be in your best behavior. No pushing or shoving, no fighting, arguing. There's no editing on this show, so we have to do the very best we can. But thank you, both of you, for being here and being a part of us. Jim Ehlers, I'm going to start with you quickly. We got John Wolfe, but Jim... we've been friends for 25 years or better, probably. You're a school teacher at St. Croix Central and one of the finest teachers we've had, and that is the truth.
Well, thank you.
But we appreciate you being here. And
I did manage to get your kids through high school or help them, so that must be worth something.
Well, yeah, and they told me a few stories about your classes. And matter of fact, my daughter, when she heard that Mr. Ehlers was on tonight, she said, "I got to listen to this one, Dad." Well, thanks a lot, Christy. You never listen to me otherwise, but
Well, I do remember all your kids well. They were good students and good kids. So.
Well, good. Well, thanks. Yeah. So, yeah, and John Wolfe, I remember you as a very, very good basketball player back in high school. 6'8", John Wolfe.
Yeah, you got a better memory than I do.
I remember the starting lineup. I think it was Charlie Grant and Ryan Com, T.J. No. Ehlers, your son, right? And Gary Evenson. Does that sound right?
Yeah, actually, my son was a little younger than that.
Those were a little.
Oh, you're
young.
Right. I'm sorry.
Actually, my son TJ is Ryan's age.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got 4 out of 5, maybe.
You're close too.
Okay.
Charlie and Gary, Blake Boudreaux, Chad DiNucci, Bob Pedersen, Terry Johnson.
Yeah, and was Ryan Common there too?
No, he was younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So okay. Anyhow, Jim, you grew up where?
Well, I grew up in Menominee Falls, which is down by Milwaukee. It's a northern suburb of Milwaukee. And I moved up here when I got my teaching job in Hammond. But I went to college in Eau Claire, so I got familiar with the area,
sure.
You know, from that. And I graduated from college way back in 1979. I was going to say before that I was one of John's coaches when he was a 7th and 8th grader.
Oh.
So that's... I'm aging myself a little bit there, too, but because he's pretty old, too.
No. So. I'm still in my 40s.
Yes.
And I started playing guitar when I was about 12. And so surprising that I'm not better at it than I am after all these years. But I learned 5 or 6 chords, and I was kind of happy with that for a long, long time.
Sure.
So, you know.
Yeah. We're going to come back to some more stories, but let's play some music. You guys got a song you want to do there?
All right. Let's do this. Is an old Mel Tillis song from the movie Every Which Way But Loose. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
I called collect on the phone. He said you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just the Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up the phone. See me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Oh, very nice. That is John Wolfe singing lead there. Nice song. I liked it. Mel, tell us.
Thank you.
Yes. Jim, just going back to you quickly, what were some of the influences that you wanted to play guitar at age 12? Was there...
Well, I got into music. I was very interested in music when I was young, and mostly the kind of 60s rock that guys our age grew up
sure.
with. But then I also kind of deviated a little bit, and I started getting into some country and folk players. I became a big John Prine fan when he first came out, and guys like Arlo Guthrie and Jerry Jeff Walker and people like that,
sure.
kind of that outlaw country
yeah.
fringe kind of group there. And I thought, well, I'd like to try to play some of those songs and whatever. And so that really got me interested in playing the guitar.
Well, neat. Did you remember seeing the Beatles the first time on TV?
I do.
Yeah, I think all of a sudden the guitars are being sold like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids our age were just...
It was almost, I hated to admit how cool it was, because my dad thought it was pretty bad. You know, he was an older generation.
Yeah, my folks, oh my gosh, they got such long hair, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and John, I know some of your background, but share some from, I mean, I knew your dad and your Uncle Dave and,
yeah,
and Butch. And but
Cousin Butch, my cousin Paul, played in Wolf River,
sure.
70s, and
yeah.
even up till recently.
Yeah.
With Ed Towsley and Steve Richards. And my dad played bass with Larry Shorn's band for
right.
a time in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time at other people's wedding dances as a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I bet. Heard lots of live music.
Yeah. Heard you guys a few times.
Oh, yeah. I remember you used to come out a lot and see us. And so, yeah, that's some fun stuff. But don't you guys do another song?
Mm-hmm. How about we do an old Hank Williams song here, Take These Chains From My Heart. This is actually was written by Fred Rose, who was Acuff Rose from way back when. But, of course, Hank made it famous, and then it's been done by a lot of guys, George Jones. Ray Charles actually did a great version of this song, too. So. take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Well, very nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 up here in Amory, Wisconsin. We got a couple of the fellers from Boondoggle, Mr. Jim Ehlers and John Wolf. So glad you guys are here joining in. And like we mentioned before, this is on every Thursday night now at 7 o'clock. And the first 3 weeks is rebroadcast, and the fourth week is live. So did I tell you we're on live here, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Hey. Wish you wouldn't have, but...
I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, well, that's okay. You know, I was talking to my son, Ryan. I was telling him today that you were going to be on the show here with us, so he's going to tune us in. But he told me a quick story about you, Jim, that when he was in either 7th or 8th grade, you had his class doing, he thought it was history, and then you had them again when they were seniors. And he said that towards the end of his senior year, he came up and asked you, he said, you know, when we were in 7th grade, he said, you were kind of a hard nose. You were just kind of tough. And he said, well, we got to be seniors, and you changed. You weren't so tough on us. You just changed. And your answer to him was, I didn't change. You guys changed.
Well, I don't remember that, but I'm sure it's true.
Well, I think the message is that they must have grew up a little bit, and you didn't have to be such a hard nose. But
well, when they're young, it's always good to instill some fear in their hearts, too, if you can, you know.
Well, I drove school bus for off and on for quite a few years. Same idea. You give them, scare them at first, mm-hmm. and then you can be friends with them later. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of fun, yeah. So
I was never scared of them.
No, you weren't. No.
Well, no, I saw through that early.
I was going to say, he's been in the band now for about 10 years, and he's just as disrespectful to you as he was back then.
So, yeah. Okay. So, talking about Larry Shorn, some of my early influences was Larry and Jack Shorn, and you certainly were too. You followed Jack quite a bit too. We're talking to John Wolf here now. But
yeah, Jack for a short period of time played with my Uncle Dave and Butch Wolf River. And then Butch played in the Jack Shorn Country Show.
That's right.
For a little while.
Sure.
And I remember hearing those. In fact, before Butch passed, he had given me some recordings of some of those acts. So I learned some, like Coca-Cola Cowboy came
sure.
from. From learning from that.
From Jack, yeah. Yeah. I got that old album out not so long ago. I was telling these guys last month, I cleaned out my garage. I thought the last kid that graduates, you never have to clean your garage again.
That's not true.
And I let it go for 10 years. But I found that album, the Jack Shorn album, and some other things too. But yeah, some good memories there. So why don't you guys do another song?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
John, you want to do one?
Yeah, let's do the Johnny Paycheck song. I learned this from Wolf River.
Okay.
This was I think it was a show ender for them for years. And since they're not playing it, I'll steal it.
Sure.
It's called Don't Take Her, She's All I Got. One, two, three, four.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. Well, I'm a telling you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'm ever gonna need. She is life when I want to live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Well, I'm a-telling you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. Well, I'm a-telling you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'm ever gonna need. She's my fingers when I want to feel. She's everything to me in life that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a garden grow. Well, I'm a telling you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. Well, I'm a begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'm ever gonna need. Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got.
Very nice. Good
Thank
job
you.
There, John. I like that song. We used to do that years ago with John and Dave. Dave Simonson sang that. Was
yeah, I can see
when,
that.
Yeah, Johnny Paycheck had it out. Boy, it was just a great song. And then we're talking earlier, Tracy Byrd had
yep.
a nice version of that, too.
I think George Jones did it one time, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, good song. But you guys brought in a song you guys recorded in, I guess it's your basement studio?
Yeah, about 10, 8 or 9, 10 years. It's been a while.
Yeah.
2009,
yeah.
I think. A
couple drummers ago.
We wanted to put together a demo, so we just picked about 12 or 13 of our songs.
Okay.
So I brought a couple of those along.
Okay, yeah, if we don't mind, we can see if we can spin that. Bob, you got that?
Number one?
I think, number one.
Yeah, number one is Stupid Boy. It's actually a song by the Gear Daddies, which is a Minneapolis band from late 80s and early 90s.
Okay. Actually, they're from down in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay, well, we'll say Minneapolis. Close enough. But yeah, you're right about that. Martin
Home
Zeller.
Spam.
They're foreigners, what's what they are. They're across the river.
But John,
no.
John and I are both Gear Daddies fans, we discovered after we started playing in the band together. So we wanted to do a Gear Daddies song. So that's what this is.
another stupid boy.
Right, that's a recording of Boondoggle done in Jim's basement. I think, John, you did the producing on that, or did the engineering?
Yeah, it was kind of a all-pitched-in thing.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, good song. Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, we've got Ed here. He did show up. He was going to be out of town this week, and he got snowed in on Monday, and we're glad he did. But he called this morning and said, I didn't leave town. You got a spot for me? I said, nope, Ed. I'm sorry.
Well, we have a hallway.
I said, absolutely, we got a spot for you. But, Eddie's sitting out just outside the door, not too far from us, but we're going to have him play an instrumental on his steel guitar here. So a little song called Last Date. So.
Thank you.
good. That is live right here at WPCA Radio 93.1. Eddie Schmidt playing the steel guitar. Nice job there, Eddie. That was fun. That's, of course, an instrumental. We used to sing a lot of instrumentals, and we figured out that we got in trouble doing that, but it turned out okay. Eddie had a little bit of
the union doing that.
Well, a little counseling went on, and we got that straightened out. But he met, through that counseling, you know what happened? He met Conway Twitty at a halfway house, so it all turned out just fine here. So I'm going to try a song here. We had a letter request, but I'm going to sing anyhow, so it's a little Hank Williams song. I don't think we've done this in a long time, Eddie. Maybe never. I don't know. It's a song called You Win Again. I can just start a cold if you want me, Eddie. The news is out all over town that you've been seen out running around. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still, you win again. This heart of mine could never see what everyone knew but me. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still. Your victim now, 'cause soon his hand, like mine, will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain. And someday say, you win again. You have no heart. You have no shame. You take true love and give the blame. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still. You've been again. I love you still. Very nice. Eddie, I like that steel part. Sounds just Hank Williams, just like Hank Williams' steel player. That nice little lick at the end there. But song called I Love Your Still. So it's a drinking song. No, it's You Win Again. Actually, and my good buddy Putz, I hope you're listening there, Putz, he was telling me he had read somewhere this original title of the song was I Lose Again. And the studio had Hank Williams change that to You Win Again. I guess the same difference, but it whatever. That's just part of music here. Good song. But you guys got another tune you want to do?
Sure. How about we do Shackles and Chains?
Yeah.
This song was actually written by Jimmy Davis, the guy who allegedly wrote You Are My Sunshine back in 1938. So he was actually the governor of Louisiana, who was famous as the songwriting governor back in the day. But this song's been recorded by a lot of country guys. Marty Robbins did a version. Arlo Guthrie, that's where I learned it from. Merle Haggard did a version of this. Mack Wiseman. So a lot of people have done this song. And back in the 30s, they did a lot of songs about going to jail. And so this is one of those.
Thank you.
On a long, lonesome journey I'm going. My darling, please don't cry. For these shackles and chains, they will take me to a prison to stay until I die. And that night through the bars, I will gaze at the stars, and I'll long for your kisses in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. Put your arms through these bars once, my darling. Let me kiss those sweet lips that I love best. For in heartache you're my consolation, and in misery my haven of rest. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars, and I'll long for your kisses in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. While I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Very nice. That's Jim Ayler singing that. That's a good song. I don't, you know,
yeah.
I feel guilty. I don't think I ever heard that before. And I'm a Marty Robbins fan, and I listen to a lot of music, but I don't think I've heard that one before.
It's always fun to find a new song somewhere that you overlooked before, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I know. I'm just going to say hello to a few folks, and I want you guys to jump in here too. We've got Uncle Bob. I talked to him today. You play over at the memory care unit as well.
Sure, I know Uncle Bob's a good guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I told him that you were going to be with us tonight, so I'm hope he's tuning in here. But we got my wife Debbie and Heather over in Shakopee, my mom and Jim out in Arizona, and Jim Bjorkman in Sunburst, Montana. Joe and Debbie, Dan Wall. We've got Andy from the Restore over in Roberts, and he's the manager at the Restore. Habitat for Humanity store. It's called the Restore, but they've got used furniture and the building materials, different things that you need. So go over there and say hello to Andy. But Jim, you got somebody you want to?
Well, my wife's listening, and hopefully she's still listening now, 45 or 40 minutes in. So
she's
say hello to her.
Before,
and
she really has.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, no, I'm not sure who's listening. So I mentioned Dan Wall, who used to be my boss back
right.
in the day.
Yep.
So if he's out there, hello, Dan.
Yeah, I did tell Dan you were on here tonight. John, you got some?
No, my wife Heather's probably listening right now, and I'm pretty sure my kids aren't.
They're not?
but that's okay.
You know, we talk about this just about every month, but it's so cool that with the internet now, too, not the inner tube, Joe, it's the internet. But anyhow, how they can be reached, my mother out in Arizona can tune into this. And I know we've got some folks over in the Twin Cities area. Shirley Halliburton, I think, is tuned in. But that metro area, if you're listening and would like to call or text me, my number is 715-796-2626. And we'd love to mention your name on the air. So.
You just put your phone number out on the radio?
Well, that's...
Okay.
I never thought of that, John. Maybe, folks, can you back up? No, this is live. We can't back the tape up, can we? Okay. So, but this is a great radio station. They've get pledges from across the nation. They've got pledges in New York, and they've got pledges in San Diego.
Wow.
So, and there's people locally. If you want to pledge, by all means, they'll take anything. They're very appreciative of what they can do locally here. Also, the Amory Theater is getting pretty active. We're playing over there. We're going to be there March 8th. It'll be Reland Grove will be with us, and Kenny and Darlene Nelson will be with us, and Gabe Magnifici. And I'd love to see you guys get in the theater there with us sometime.
We'd love to.
Yeah. We're trying to get all the strings tied together and make it work, and it's getting better.
They have an actual stage there.
There's a stage.
We're not having to stand on a sticky bar floor.
No, it's a stage.
Oh, that's a step up for us.
I've been there to see several shows, and it is a wonderful place. You guys have done a great job with that theater.
Yeah.
It's really coming along, and I hope it has a long future. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great for the area, and we just invite people to come out and enjoy it. This is an artsy town, so come on out and support that. Yeah. So, anybody else you want to say hello to, or are we gonna? Eddie, I wish you had a microphone back there, but I know we always.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Ed back there. He's doing such a great job on that pedal steel.
Yes, he is. We're telling the story last time where we had Bruce Libby. You remember? You know Bruce, don't
sure.
you? A concertina player, but. Him and I played, and Dan Wall played at a radio station up in Hayward. And I was playing my tuba, and the engineer kept telling me, you got to back up a little bit more, back up a little bit more. Oh, it's still too loud. I just can't balance this thing. And Bruce is trying to play the concertina. I'm out further than Eddie is trying to play the tuba, and I could barely hear Bruce. And then finally he says, perfect, that's where we need you. I got a good blend here now. So Eddie, I've been there. I've been in the hallway just like you are there. So, and... Before I forget to thank you, Bob Zock, for always engineering and helping us here. We have a great time doing this. So, won't you guys do another song?
Sure, right. John. You want to do Races On?
Yeah,
or?
Let's do a George Jones song. Yeah. NG. I feel tears welling up and down deep inside, like my heart's got a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, I may never shake. You might think that I've been taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. You might wonder if I'll drown in sorrow when I might lay right down and bawl. And the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back then, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Scratch for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses on. Take it, Eddie. And the pain in my heart for the name, the one I hated to face. Someone else came out to win her. I ended up in second place. And the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back then, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Scratch for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache. The winner loses on. Take one, Jim. Races on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love, scratch for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache. And the winner loses on.
race is on and it looks like heartache and the winner loses on.
Very good. That's the guys from Boondoggle, Jim Ehlers and John Wolfe singing lead on that. Nice job, John. John, you've done a great job with your guitar playing is really good. I like it. You do a nice
thanks.
Job. You've obviously worked very hard at it through the years. And yeah. You know, we talked about this. I think you and I were talking, visiting Jen, that it's so fun. We always talk like, we should get together someday and bring our guitars and you know, sing and have some fun. We never do it, but we're doing
it. We're doing it now, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a great reason to get together. And we rehearsed down at Carl's, our drummer's place, quite often. And I think we have as much fun doing that, don't we, Eddie, as just getting together. And we actually take it pretty serious, but it's fun just to get together. And nice guitars, Martin guitars here. My gosh, you guys.
Yeah, Jim's is fairly impressive. I'm
well, jealous. Like I say, it's a better guitar than I deserve for my playing ability, but I'll take it.
No, that's nice. Yeah, so I might do another song here if you guys don't mind. I'm going to do a song for you, John. You mentioned, asked if I still know Above and Beyond.
Yes.
And this was one that was done by the Shorn Brothers years ago. We actually played that on our very first show up here at the radio show, the 45 of their recording. So, Eddie, can you kick her off? Key of G?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Never ever make you cry. Yes, I give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love is something that money. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes kind of few. Well, I've got no money, if you give me my money, this is what I'll offer you. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above. Well, we met by chance, and I knew it at once, and I found my destiny. Well, I'd like to carry you on and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love.
Above and Beyond. First time I heard that was the Shorn Brothers, but Buck Owens did it.
Yep.
And
oh, that's where I heard it. I knew I recognized that.
Yeah.
I recognized the Buck Owens version. Yeah.
Yep. So, remember, you guys, a few years ago we did an all school reunion. We played.
Oh yeah.
And Trigger Happy and Boondoggle played.
We did the alternating set thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. It was so neat. They did two nights of night before was all the different classes were spread out across the community, different bars, whatever, the restaurants. And then the Saturday night, everybody got together at Ready Randy's, and you guys played, and we played, and it was a great time.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember that.
A lot of fun, yeah. And then we did the benefit for Mike Fern. Do you remember that? That was at the...
Yes. At the St. Croix Central Gym.
Yeah.
Yep.
We played together out at the Coachman. You might not remember, Mike, but it was way back, I'd say like 2004, 2005. I don't remember what the event was, but we each took a set or two.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fun to get together. And Don and Brent are in your group as well. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Originally, you guys were out of Roberts. Now you guys have kind of spread out a little bit. You're living in Amory now.
Yeah. We moved to Amory this summer, so it's real nice to be here, and yeah, we like it a lot. Nice little town.
And John, you're a foreigner.
Yeah, I'm living in St. Paul, Minnesota, the big city.
Across the river, sure. Yep. Yes, well, sincerely thank you guys for coming and being a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is always fun. I hope you come back and do it again.
Yeah, we'd love to.
It's
yeah.
Yeah, so can you guys do another song?
We can.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
What do you got, Jim?
Well, I got this little Hawaiian ditty there here that go. We could do.
All right.
This song was written by John Prine, who is one of my favorites, and it's got a real humorous little bent. It's kind of the story of a guy who goes on vacation in Hawaii, and they all talk Hawaiian to him, and he doesn't understand what they're saying, but in his mind, he thinks they're saying something a little bit suggestive, perhaps. So, of course, he's way out of line and everything. And again, I'll add, there are no dirty words in this song, and there actually are no real Hawaiian words either. So anyway, this is called Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. We're in C. Well, I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket to the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee. Hello, Waikiki. I just stepped off from the airplane when I heard her say, Wacka, wacka, nooka, licka, wacka, wacka, nooka, licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kekapuka makawawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from a pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okadoka, make a wish, I wanna poke, words I understand. Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kikapuka makawawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dare. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Well, I bought a lot of junka with my moolah, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance the hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, Okanoka, what a set of nakaraka, sisboombakas, hope I said that right. Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kikapuka makawawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dare. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Aloha.
That is a good song. I don't think I ever heard that one either. I'm learning all kinds of things here tonight, but some of it I'm not sure I want to learn at all. And you said you do that over at the memory care unit as well.
I play that for the elderly folks.
I bet
they seem to enjoy it.
I bet they do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to remind you, we're going to be at the Rooster's Roadhouse this Sunday afternoon. It's going to be from 2 to 5. It'll be the whole Trigger Happy Band. And we've done this for about 3 years. We've been fortunate with picking the right Sundays where we're not competing with the Super Bowl or the Packers. And none of that's happening this weekend. So we usually have a pretty good turnout, so we hope you folks come out there and see us. We'll be back there again in March 25th, but we'll tell you more about that. And the theater is March 8th. We'll be doing a show up there. We invite you to come up and see us. But once again, thank you so much. Eddie, I'm so glad you showed up. He was going to be out of town, and so glad you...
Yeah, thanks, Ed.
And thank you, Jim Ehlers, and thank you, John Wolf. And
thanks,
Mike. Hope you guys come back and do this again.
Yes.
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, all right, so...